people can get the flu as early as October. However, most of the time, flu activity peaks in January or later. Tom Haup is an epidemiologist with the Department of Health Services. He says there are 8 people who've been hospitalized with the flu in different areas of the state.
Now, it's not uncommon to have 1 or 2, but to have 8 of them did seem to really pique our interest, and we wanted to get the message out that we know influenza is around. Whether this is just a one-time thing and the incidence is going to go down and then back up as we get closer to wintertime, or if this is the actual start of our influenza season and we're just going to see a continuous rise, we don't know for sure.
Helps us all but one of the flu patients is over age 65. Last year, the flu hit working age people especially hard. It remains to be seen if that will happen again.
But right now, we're kind of getting a little bit of everything, so it's hard to say what the predominant virus could be. But certainly, if it does turn out to be an H1 year like last year, it could hit, and it probably would hit the younger adults harder.
As flu season gears up, enterovirus appears to be dwindling. The virus has caused severe respiratory illness in some children around the U.S. Wisconsin health officials do expect the number of confirmed cases to go higher than it is now because of a backlog in testing. But Haup says doctors are sending in fewer suspected cases of enterovirus. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.